Welcome to Start What's Next with Shelby, where we explore making small changes that matter, understanding what's important to you, and embracing creativity in shaping your life. My name is Shelby, and I'm here to help by sharing practical tips and inspiring stories. Join us on this journey as we discover how even tiny steps can lead to big transformations, making life better one change at a time. Be sure to subscribe, follow, and tune in every other week to discover the next micro step towards your personal transformation. Let's do this together. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me. How did you do with this time change? Did you implement the habits of moving up your bedtime and your meal times? Were you able to get out and get some sun on your face and your feet in the grass? Many people that I've spoken to over the last few weeks have really struggled with that change. However, in that change is a good reminder that we're getting ready to start a new season. And today I really wanted to talk about the power of starting something new. Now, in past episodes, I've always referenced doing hard things and really putting yourself out there. And I'm one that will practice what I preach and also utilize the little nuggets I give. So for this spring season, I am embarking on something new. So we're going to be journeying together in a couple different ways. I've also made mention of my micro farm that is getting ready to have all the spring veg planted here in the next 3 or 4 days. And also this new journey that I'm taking as certification towards becoming a master naturalist. Now you might be asking, what is a master naturalist? This is a person who is dedicated to maintaining, restoring, and teaching about the environment, especially the local ecosystems. Now you're like, Shelby, I thought you were a health coach and an employment specialist and all of these different things. And all of that is true. But what I've discovered is that I have a real heart for regenerative practices, getting back to nature. And the idea of becoming a master naturalist really was born out of the same practices that I share with you here. So this past week, I began the journey to become a master naturalist. So what does this look like so far for me? Well, the first thing was deciding to do it. When we went to our first meeting, one of the exercises we did was, how did we get there? And for me, it was kind of this moment that it fell in my lap, literally. I had read an email that was sent to me by the city that I lived in that was saying, we're starting this program. Are you interested? And I'm like, what do I have to lose? Since I'm a curious person by nature, because I'm a lifelong learner by nature, I thought it's not going to hurt to ask. So I reached out. I applied for the program. I was accepted into the program. And I literally walked in last week not knowing a thing. Boy, was my mind blown. What the program in my city entails is doing 40 hours of learning in different areas like ecology, different sciences, zoology, etymology, all the different things. And then we also give back 40 hours of community service to our community partners. Now I'm thrilled because my community partners are vast and wide in areas that I'm interested in. So I can put all 40 hours into one organization, or I can divide it between the five. And I'm definitely going to take the opportunity to divide into the five. As we were talking about what the program's going to look like over the next 6 months and how we're going to really give back to our community, I started thinking back to the principles of doing hard things, starting new things, and really seeing how I can implement those items into the naturalist program and also balancing that with my workload, my life load, and my farm load. So I just wanted to go over a few of these steps again to remind you and to invite you that when you're looking to start new things, that you are also thinking about some of these steps and making those best decisions for yourself. Now, as a health coach, we often talk about setting SMART goals or setting clear goals. In my life, I like to change that up a bit, and I call them heart goals first. Heart goals are where you literally slow down and you recognize things in your life that really light you up. And I make a list of those. Once I make a list of those, it's easier to set those SMART goals, which are the specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals to make sure that I have clarity and direction. Now, in my farm life, that is needed so I can have a successful crop. In my master naturalist life, that is about how I want to spend my time volunteering in my community. The next step is to research and learn. Now, I'm a lifelong learner. I go down rabbit holes on a regular basis. And sometimes, even in that research, it can spark something else. Just recently, I had a friend recommend a documentary to me called Kiss the Ground. And it has been out for a few years, and I didn't realize that Kiss the Ground was actually a movement. For me, it actually changed my farm life a little bit because I've already been interested in regenerative practice, but this really showed over a span of time how regenerative practices can make our world a better place. The next step is to create a plan. So in my naturalist life, it's making sure that I have my calendar time set out, that I'm able to go to all the different classes that are offered, and also allotting time for volunteering and making sure that I get all of my hours in before the end of the year. In my farm life, it's creating a plan to make sure that I'm putting the right plants in the right place, I'm companion planning correctly, I'm utilizing the sun, I'm watching weather. So it is creating a plan. Step four would be to take action. In my naturalist life, that is connecting with my community partners to let them know what my availability is. In my farm life, it's actually going to start the seeds or buy the plants or start the worms. It's all about small actionable steps. Finally, it's evaluate and adjust. So it's making sure for me in all areas of my life that my time is balanced, that I'm able to do an equal amount of energy in each area of my life without feeling overwhelmed. So what I'm learning through the power of starting something new is that it's all connected. So it doesn't matter in my life whether I'm a master naturalist, a micro farmer, a worker, a mom, a wife, a sister, a daughter, that in taking the steps to start something new, it becomes fuller, it becomes exciting, and it becomes a way of life. As the Chinese proverb goes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Don't wait for the perfect moment or the perfect conditions. Start now and let the momentum of your new beginning propel you forward. I invite you to head over to the collective on the website and look at the resources that I have left for you about being a master naturalist, the steps to harness the power of something new, and a whole bunch of resources to help propel you into lifelong learning. We'll see you next time. Hey there, friend. Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast adventure. Instead of just soaking up all that information I've shared today, let's take a moment to dive in. First things first, hit that subscribe button below so you never miss out on this goodness. Then take that next step and hop on over to www.startwhatsnext.com. Join our collective right there on the front page. It's free and packed with awesome resources to complement each of our podcast episodes. Whether you're looking to take a pause in your day, get inspired to what to make for dinner, or need a sprinkle of some positivity, that's the place. These two steps are your ticket to an epic journey. Let's do this together.